is VOA News by Diane Roberts.
More than 315,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. In the United States, the hardest hit country, there are nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths and approximately 1.5 million confirmed infections. The World Health Organization is in its first ever virtual annual meeting amid the coronavirus pandemic. In opening the assembly, Switzerland's president pledged the country's full support and cooperation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the WHO is irreplaceable and that it needs greater resources to provide support to developing countries. A resolution pushed by the European Union and Australia at the Assembly calls for an independent review into the origins and spread of the coronavirus. It will be put forth Tuesday if it gains backing from two-thirds of the 194 members of the Assembly, which is the governing body of the WHO. On a weekend when many pandemic-weary people emerge from weeks of lockdown, leaders in the United States and Europe weigh the risks and rewards of lifting COVID-19 restrictions, knowing a vaccine could take years to develop. In separate stark warnings, two major European leaders bluntly told their citizens the world needs to adapt to living with the coronavirus and cannot wait to be saved by a vaccine. U.S. President Donald Trump, by contrast, promised Americans a speedy return to normalcy that sounded far more optimistic than many experts say is realistic. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell expressed optimism the U.S. economy can begin to recover from a devastating recession in the second half of the year, assuming the coronavirus doesn't erupt in a second wave. But he suggested in an interview that a full recovery won't likely be possible before a vaccine. This is VOA News. After months of feuding, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his rival Abdullah Abdullah signed a power-sharing agreement Sunday, a step that could smooth efforts to end the U.S.'s long-running war. At a signing ceremony in Kabul, Ghani called it a historic day, while Abdullah said that though the agreement had not been easy, a big step had been taken because instability, quote, could have plunged Afghanistan into crisis. Abdullah had disputed the results of an election in September and announced the formation of a parallel government earlier this year, undermining Ghani's administration at a time when the U.S. was trying to advance a peace process with the Taliban to end 19 years of war. Washington has been frustrated by the growing impasse and had announced plans to cut $1 billion in aid because the men couldn't agree. Shortly before the deal was signed, sources said Abdullah had wanted to control a major government portfolio, such as finance or foreign affairs, and that while Ghani had